He's coming out, Jerry.
Yeah. Jerry, you and Pam get back in case there's anything.
Bill, look out. He's got a gun.
Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Richard Denning and Barbara Britton. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, Checkmate.
Hello?
Gina, it happened, Gina, it happened.
Henry, what is it?
It's good, Gina. The news is good.
Good?
Gina, listen to me carefully. I have a job. You hear me? I have a job. Gina, you hear?
Oh, yes, I hear. I can hardly talk.
I'll be right home to tell you all about it.
All right, but hurry, yes?
Tell Stanley. He'll be pleased to.
Oh, yes, I will.
Goodbye, dear. I'll be home quickly.
Goodbye. Stanley?
For Pete's sake, Marty, you have to bust in like that. Can't you see I'm busy?
Stanley, your father has a job.
Well, what do you know?
Aren't you pleased?
What for? Took him long enough to land something, didn't it?
But Stan...
Well, didn't it? How long has he been on the rocks? A year, 18 months?
Most of that time he was in the sanatorium, you know
all
that.
All right.
He's only been home for months.
All right, Ma. What kind of a job is it?
Well, I don't know. He will be here soon. He hoped you would be pleased, too.
Yeah, I am. Now he won't be coming to me for dough all the time.
The name of the company is the Checkmate Corporation.
Checkmate? Is that a good company, Henry?
Oh, a big company, Tina. They make machines that write checks automatically.
Oh, sure. I've heard of them.
Very good machines. Every check is stamped with little perforations and special markings to ensure against forgery. You know what I mean, Stanley.
Yeah, it's a good machine. What's your salary?
There is no salary.
No salary? What
I sell the machines for commissions.
I figured that'd be a catch.
You wait. Mr. Morton at the company spent all day with me. He showed me all about the machine. He explained to me the sales technique.
It better be a good one.
Here, make a little room here.
What for?
Write your name, Stanley. Go on, write it.
Okay.
This machine is designed to protect you, sir, against forgery. Do you realize how easily your name, sir, can be duplicated by a professional forger? Give me the paper, Stanley.
Okay, salesman, let's see.
Mind you, sir, I am not an experienced forger. I am only a salesman for the Checkmate Corporation. But notice how I can duplicate your signature.
Oh, it is upside down, Henry.
This is the technique, Tina. You turn the signature to be copied upside down. That way, it becomes merely a scribble to you, not a series of letters. Then, slowly, so very slowly, you copy the scribble. Each little turn, each little twist, very slowly.
Oh, look, Stanley. It looks like you're writing.
See, that's not bad. You're bound to make money, Paul, one way or another.
There, you see, Mr. North, and certainly for your publishing company, you must sign many checks, no?
Well, yes, Mr. Myers, but I don't really think...
Please, Mr. North, look at this carefully. Look how I have copied your signature. You saw me do it, and I am no expert. You need protection against such things, Mr. North.
That's fine, darling. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were busy.
Oh, it's all right, Pam. Come on in. Mr. Myers, this is Mrs. North.
Hello.
Mrs. North, how do you do?
Mr. Myers has been showing me how to forge signatures.
Sounds fascinating. Lots of money in it.
Look at this. Pretty good copy, isn't it?
Frightening. You did this, Mr. Myers?
Mr. Myers wants to sell me a machine to protect me from this sort of thing.
Well, for heaven's sake, buy it. If names could be forged this easily.
Well, I must admit, it's mighty persuasive.
And you'll buy a machine?
Well, I'd have to check with the accounting department and...
The machine is a good one, Mr. North. If you would buy it, well, even on a trial basis...
Well, what sort of trial?
Take one for 2 weeks. If it is unsatisfactory, you may return it.
Now, Jerry, what could be more reasonable than that?
Oh, all right. I'm outnumbered here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so very much. If you will sign this order form, here. Right here. If you will sign, please.
Okay.
Your hand, Mr. Myers, it's trembling.
Huh? Oh, okay. Yes, yes, Mrs. North. I am so new at this. Tina! Tina!
In here, Henry. You are so early, dear.
Tina, is that maybe a little wine?
Wine? Why should we
to
have...
To celebrate, Tina, to celebrate.
Henry, you sold the machine.
Yes, today, yes.
Oh, I am so happy, so very happy.
Look, the order. My first order, signature and all. Jerry North. You see? It is our beginning, our new beginning.
Oh, I get the wine.
I'll go. It's Stanley, maybe. I'm coming, I'm coming.
Is Stan here?
No, not yet.
Then where is he?
I don't know. Is there something...
You his old man?
His father, yes.
All right, where's that punk kid of yours?
Henry? Who is it?
The name is Marty Webster. I own the Paradise Bowling Palace down the street. Your sonny boy works for me.
Oh, what kind of work, Mr. Webster?
My assistant, sort of. Runs the place when I'm gone, stuff like that. Stan don't tell you much, does he?
Well, we...
No, he tells us very little. Is there something wrong?
Yeah, a kid of yours owes me $1,200.
$1,200?
Huh?
Stanley?
Oh, no. No, you must be mistaken.
Oh, yeah? Look here. I got his markers right here. One for 600, two for 300. That's his name, ain't it?
Yes, yes.
The 600 I gave him a few months ago. He said his old man was sick. You sick?
I was for about a year.
You never saw that dough, I bet. He blew that whole wad on the horses. And in this 600, he talked right out of the till. Not one word to me. Well, his credit ain't that good, Mr. Myers. I want my $1,200.
But if he left the notes, surely he will pay you. He was not stealing.
Did I say he could have the dough? No. Now, listen, I've been patient because I'm a nice guy, basically. But I ain't rich. I can't afford to have that little punk supporting these two-bit bookies on my money.
I don't know what to say.
I'll tell you what to say. You just say, don't worry, Marty. I'll see you get paid back your $1,200.
I have no money, Mr. Webster.
In that case, the next best thing is go out and get some.
But where? We are in debt ourselves.
Now, listen, I've been patient, I've been considerate. But unless I get paid up complete inside of a week, little Stanley gets turned over to the cops. Agreed?
Mr. Webster, wait. Please.
Like I told you before, basically I'm a nice guy. But that crummy kid brings out the worst in people. Even me.
Henry, what can we do?
$1,200. $1,200.
Can we get it? Where? Where?
I will get it. I will get it. One way or another.
Hello?
Hi, Pam.
Oh, Jerry. Oh, glad you called, darling. The insurance man was here. Something about one of our checks being returned from the bank.
Yeah, that's why I'm calling, dear.
Oh, are we poor?
Poorer than we think. The bank just called me. Our personal account is way overdrawn.
Overdrawn? But we...
I know. I don't get it either. You haven't written any big checks recently, have you?
No, just the usual ones, bills and things.
Well, how about the stubs? You made them all out, didn't you?
Jerry North, you're talking just like a husband. It's possible, you know, that you might have made a mistake in figuring up the balance.
Well, it all came out even last month. I can't see how we... Are you busy now, Pam?
No, just got rid of the insurance man.
Well, can you meet me in the bank and say, in a half an hour? We'll go over our canceled checks.
All right. Think they'll let us in?
Oh, they'll let us in all right, but they may not let us out. Insurance, $242.50. Grocery, 44.
44 even?
44 even. Mm-hmm. Phone company, 1475. Electric company, 845.
I told you we shouldn't keep that hall light burning all night.
Cash, 450. Susan's millinery. Wait a minute. What's this check written to Cash?
I don't know. You wrote it.
I don't remember writing any $450 check to Cash.
It's only 3 days old, Jerry.
Cashed right here in this bank.
I haven't even been in this bank since last week.
Jerry?
I tell you what. Here, look, another check to Cash. This one's for $550.
With your signature on it.
Pam, don't raise your eyebrows at me. I didn't write these checks.
Well, then who did? You are Jerry North, aren't you?
Pardon me. May I see the checks a moment, please?
Hmm.
These are your signatures, aren't they, Mr. North?
They certainly look like yours, Jerry.
Maybe I'm going out of my mind.
Maybe.
Pam, you know, it is possible that these checks were forged.
Ah, who'd bother to forge my name?
Well, the bank would be more than willing to check into this matter for you.
Well, anyway, Jerry just bought a machine last week.
Well, that was for the business checks, Pam, not for the person. Hey, that salesman.
That... Jerry, that's right. He... Oh, no, darling, not with his face.
You don't forge checks with your face, Pam. Mr. McGee, would you have the bank do some investigating?
I certainly, Mr. North, be glad to.
And we'll do a little investigating of our own. Come on, Pam.
But, Jerry, Mr. Myers had such an honest face. Now, whom are you calling?
The police.
Wait, Jerry. Jerry. Don't you think you should call Mr. Myers first?
And give him time to clear town with our money?
Jerry.
Oh, Pam, for Pete's sake.
Put the phone down, please.
What now?
Listen to me. Before you call the police, it might be wise to check up on Mr. Myers.
Let the cops do it.
No, Jerry. You don't know for sure that he forged those checks. Call him up. Give him the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, sure, sure. And ask him to apologize for stealing $1,200.
If he stole that money, darling, if he really forged those checks, do you think he'd be hanging around? Find out if he's still in town. If he's gone, then call the police.
Hmm. Well, maybe. Hand me that phone book, will you, Pam?
Hello? No, he has not come home yet.
Who is it, Ma?
No, he usually comes home about 6 or 6:30.
Who is it, Ma?
Shh, Stanley, for your father.
Who is it? Find out who it is.
Who is calling, please? Mr. Who? Oh, yes, Mr. North.
What does he want?
Is there any message?
What does he want? Find out.
Stanley, my husband will be here about 6 or so, Mr. North. May I have him call you? Oh, all right. Yes, thank you. Goodbye.
What does he want? Why did you tell him Pa would be home?
What is the matter with you, Stanley? He's a customer of your father's. He bought that first machine a week ago.
So what? So what's he calling for now? What did he say?
Oh, for pity's sake, it is none of our concern. He wants to ask a question about the machine.
Is he coming over here? Well, is he?
What in heaven's name is wrong with you? Why do you act like this?
Answer me. Is he coming over here? Answer me!
Oh, Stanley, you are hurting me. Oh, let's go.
I'll see you later.
Oh. No.
What do you mean, no? I got a date.
You are staying right here till your father comes.
Oh, where am I?
Yes, until your father comes home. Then we will find out why you are acting so crazy.
What time is it, Pam?
Oh, just about 6:15.
The house must be one of these along here. Can you read that address?
452.
Yeah, that's it.
Myers aren't expecting us, are they?
No, I told Mrs. Myers I'd call back. This visit will be more effective. Come on.
Well, at least they didn't leave town. Their lights are on inside.
Mm-hmm.
I told you he had an honest face.
Yes, darling. So have you. Well, here it goes.
Those are cute curtains.
Mm-hmm.
She probably made them herself.
Why don't they answer the doorbell?
Probably having dinner. Ring again.
Lights are on. Someone should be home.
Look at the fancy stitching in those curtains. How do you suppose she... Jerry. Jerry!
What? Pam, what's the matter?
Look. In there, Mr. Myers.
Holy smokes.
He's lying so still. Do you suppose he's...
Yeah. Come on. Now we've got to call the police.
Hello, Pam, Jerry. Come on in. I'm terribly sorry to keep you down here so long.
We don't mind if, as long as we can help.
Oh, sit down.
Any new developments?
Well, I've had the whole department working on it. Those checks of yours were forged, all right, Jerry.
I'm glad to know I'm not crazy anyway.
You know, but frankly, I can't make myself believe Henry Myers did the forging.
It wouldn't matter much now. Any idea who killed him, Bill?
Well, Jerry, you said you talked to Mrs. Myers on the phone, and you heard her talking to someone named Stanley, right?
Mm-hmm. And she was trying to shut him up.
That's her son. And from what we've learned, little Stanley is no Boy Scout. Strictly the pool room type.
Would he have killed his father?
I don't know. The murder was done in haste. There were signs of a struggle. The chances are it was accidental. Anyway, Henry Myers is dead and his son is hiding.
And so is Mrs. Myers.
Yeah. We have a bullet now for both of them. But I... Well, a woman just couldn't have hit that hard. She'd have to be awfully husky. And this killing was a man-sized job.
And so's the job of finding the killer.
Well, maybe. Look, you two get some rest now and I'll call you as soon as something breaks.
Coffee, Jerry? Jerry?
Hmm? No, thanks, Jerry.
Anything in the paper about the murder?
Nothing we don't already know. May I have a little more coffee, Pam?
Yes, darling. I'll get it. Hello?
Hi, Pam. Bill Wagon.
Oh, good morning, Bill. Anything new?
Lenny, we just got a confession.
What?
That's right. A full confession.
Well, how in the world did you manage that?
Well, it was easy. She just walked into my office and confessed.
Well, gosh, Bill, that's... Gee!
Yeah, Mrs. Myers. I've got the confession, but frankly, I don't think I've got the killer.
I've told you, Lieutenant, I've told you and told you. I killed my husband.
Why?
100 times I've told you.
Well, tell me again.
Oh.
Well, come on, let's hear it.
My son was in debt, in trouble. I forged checks to get the money for him.
Where'd you learn to forge checks?
I've told you that.
Tell me again.
From my husband, from his work, he showed me how.
He showed your son too, didn't he?
Yes, but I forged Mr. Nord's name. I did it from the order form he signed when he bought the machine.
Let's see you forge the name again.
I have already done it 3 times, Lieutenant.
And each one was very unconvincing.
And I'm tired and nervous. What can you expect from me?
The truth, Mrs. Myers, but I'm not getting it. Now, go on.
My husband found out about the forgery. He was angry. He struck me. I lost my temper and hit him. He slipped and fell. I kicked him, then I kicked him again and again and again.
And your son, where was he?
Stanley was not there. I told you he had a date.
Where's he now?
Why do you want Stanley? I killed my husband. I did it, Lieutenant. The confession is signed.
Is he worth it, Mrs. Myers? Is he worth protecting?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about a cheap little sneak, a liar, and a petty crook. A nasty little kid whose parents are wondering where their next dime's coming from while he steals money to play the horses.
It's not so, Stanley. He's good. He's a good boy.
Ask Marty Webster about that. He's in the next room. I'll call him in.
No.
Why not? Webster knows Stan better than you do. And he doesn't think he's worth protecting. He calls Stan a crummy little punk.
Oh, what do you want from me? Please, what do you want? What do you want?
I want the truth, Mrs. Myers. The truth about the forgery, the truth about the killing, the truth about Stan and where he's hiding. Well?
I forged the check. I killed my husband.
Come on, Mrs. Myers. Mrs. Myers, this is Mrs. North and Mr. North.
Hello. Oh. Hello, Mrs. Myers.
Mrs. Myers, we can't help feeling responsible for so much of this. Is there anything we can do?
No, thank you, no.
What about your son? What will he do?
Stanley is all right.
I mean, what will happen to him after...
after all this?
Oh, you are being cruel, Mrs. North.
Oh, no, we'd like to help. We'd like to help him if we can.
Oh, let me alone. Please let me alone.
Mrs. Myers, your son has committed crimes. You're protecting him now and making it easy for him to commit more crimes. You're not helping him at all. You're just getting him into more trouble.
You're not just sacrificing yourself for Stanley, Mrs. Myers. You're sacrificing Stanley, too, don't you see? He deserves a fair trial, a chance to clear up his reputation.
All right, that's enough now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't...
Lieutenant.
Yes?
Stanley, he's in the Paradise Bowling Palace. In the basement, hiding. He has a gun. Be careful, please.
Sergeant.
Yes, Lieutenant?
Get a squad ready. We're going to get ourselves a killer.
Okay, Bill. The sergeant says everyone is cleared out of the building.
Thanks, Jerry. Well, here goes.
Stanley, listen carefully, please. This is Lieutenant Wigan of the Homicide Squad. Now, listen carefully. You are completely surrounded. I have men stationed at every door and window of the basement. They have guns and tear gas.
Oh, please, please, don't
You'll
hurt
You'll not
them.
Be it's hurt, right, Stanley, Myers, if you do worry. As I say. Come out quietly with your hands over your head, and you'll not be hurt. You'll be given a fair trial, Stanley. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Stanley?
I can hear you, copper.
Come out with your hands over your head and you'll not be hurt. If you don't come out now, we'll be forced to smoke you out.
Oh, no, no.
Okay, I'm coming out.
Oh, thank heaven.
Nothing to worry about now, Mrs. Myers.
Put down your guns. I ain't going to shoot anybody.
All of you, stay clear of that basement door. And you men, keep your guns ready.
All right, Lieutenant.
Here he comes.
Put your guns down, coppers. I ain't going to shoot.
Oh, Stanley.
Mrs. Myers, wait.
Stanley.
I knew you killed the
Stanley.
Cop. My own mother crosses me up.
Look out. He's going to shoot.
I ain't going to shoot nobody, coppers. Nobody but her. Oh.
He got the woman. Let's take him, Lieutenant.
Hold it, man. Hold it.
Jerry.
Easy, man. Take it.
Well, never mind the kid.
Just take care of his mother. Nice kid. Came out with the express purpose of shooting his own mother.
Is she badly hurt, Bill?
No, not too badly, Jerry. Bullets didn't penetrate, just flesh wounds.
Oh, no, they're not. They must have gone a lot deeper than that. It was her own son who did the shooting, remember?
Nice work, Pam. A perfect strike.
Next time you take me bowling, young man, be prepared to lose.
Oh, I'm ready now.
Say, excuse me, folks. Don't I know you too?
No, I don't think so.
Sure. We met at the police station.
Oh, our distinguished friends.
Yeah, you're Mr. and Mrs. North. Me, I'm Marty Webster. I run this place.
Webster? Oh, sure. You and Stanley Myers.
Oh, no, please. Stanley Myers. That's a memory which I choose mostly not to remember.
Well, that's understandable.
That little punk. Fortune checks. Killing his old man when the old guy found out. Shooting at his mother. You know what else that little punk did?
What more could he do?
While he was hiding out in my basement, he raided my cash register again. Now, how can a nice guy like me make a living under them conditions?
Pam and Jerry are sure to have more exciting adventures next week. Listen in, won't you? There's always mystery well sprinkled with humor on Mr. and Mrs. North. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.